a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Eye on the Hill.
We're going to be going in depth right now on something that just a few weeks ago just had me tossing up my hands. I mean, who pays $40 for 24 rolls of toilet paper? Me. When there was a run on toilet paper, it was horrible. I couldn't find any. I was willing to pay anything. So I can't wait to talk to a Utah lawmaker who wants to tackle price gouging. But hold your thought there. His idea may not be what you think it is when you think of price gouging, Connor.
No, you know, and it's kind of an interesting topic because people think, you know, they shake their fist. This is an outrage. There ought to be a law. And as it turns out, there is a law in Utah. And the governor, the attorney general, others have been encouraging people to file these complaints against businesses that are perceived to be price gouging. We actually did an open records request, so we know what type of things were reported, and it's pretty interesting.
So let's divide it between two teams here. We've got your team. We'll call your team Team Connor. Is that okay?
All right.
I'm pushing the envelope on that.
It's team Amazing, actually.
Team Amazing, and we're going to call mine Team Deb. So we're going to ask our listeners to pick a team. In 10 minutes, we're going to take your calls and tell us why you're on Team Deb. Which, you know, if you're a loyal listener, whose team you're on. Or Team Connor. No, Connor's had some amazing insights the last couple of days as he's filling in for Dave Noriega. So I'm sure a lot of you will pick Team Connor. Team Deb, I hate price gougers. I hate price gougers because you hurt the people who could least afford $40 for a 24-pack of TP. Connor, what's your take?
So Team Connor is that while well-intentioned, price gouging laws actually end up hurting people that aren't the examples you bring up, the horribly high prices. It's people who are selling something for $4 more than before because their cost of supplies went up, and now the government's coming after them saying, well, you know, you're going to, or criminal charges, and you have to give us all these documents, and the law ends up being applied in ways that we didn't intend. We look at the bad examples, but then it gets applied to all these other examples as well.
Okay. I'm going to push back on you before we get to our interview with Senator Lincoln Fillmore in about 1 minute. I didn't understand anything you said. So 15 seconds or less, what does Team Connor stand for?
Team Connor says there should be no law against price gouging. We should let the free market work. And even when there are some examples we don't like about expensive eggs or toilet paper, prices rebalance, things stabilize, the free market works. Let's have a free market system.
Okay. Now I'm perfectly clear. So I believe that Team Connor has stacked the deck against Team Deb in this debate because we've got Senator Lincoln Fillmore on the line with his new idea to minimize the number of Utah residents who get investigated for price gouging. Good morning, Senator. I'm going to let Connor take it from here.
Maybe, Senator Fillmore, let's start here. When you and I have discussed this before, you came to this in part because of a constituent story. How did you learn about this issue, or what's the gist of that story?
Yeah, hello, Connor. Nice to talk to you. And Deb, it's good to be with you both. A constituent reached out to me because she felt like she was being harassed by the Division of Consumer Protection over price gouging, which came from her posting on Facebook that she had some cleaning wipes available that she had bought before the pandemic, a big supply. She knew her neighbors needed some, and so she was offering them for sale at her cost. But that was reported to the Division of Consumer Protection, which then came after her to try to essentially telling her that it's up to you to prove that you didn't violate the law, or else we're going to have to proceed to judicial proceedings.
So you,
and that's really the concern for me, that we have people trying to help out their neighbors that are getting caught by this law that is really written too broadly.
Well, I mean, if she's trying to help out her neighbors, why should she just give them away for free, Senator? She's trying to help. She's trying to help the babies bums in the neighborhood. She should just be giving away baby wipes for free.
Why should the law require you to give away your property to your neighbors to avoid being punished for a crime?
Okay, so what's your idea then? I know we talked briefly yesterday. It sounds like perhaps you've opened a bill file on Capitol Hill, but there's nothing really in it. These are all ideas kind of rolling around in your head right now. What do you want to see? What do you want to see happen?
So price gouging is illegal in Utah. And what I want to make sure happens is two things. One, that the standards for evidence of convicting someone for price gouging are the same as it is for other crimes. That if you're guilty, the state ought to be able to prove you're guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. That's one. The standard is currently lower for price gouging, and I just think a crime is a crime is a crime, and the burden is on the state to prove with clear and convincing evidence that you have violated the law. And number two, I want there to be a hurdle in front of it, because oftentimes, if you're a person who's trying to help out your neighbors by making something available that you've purchased, that you want to be able to make sure other people have access to, that you shouldn't be punished by the government launching an investigation into your Facebook posts. At some level, the investigation is the punishment. So I just want there to be hurdles to be able to make sure that we actually have something akin to probable cause before the government can start coming after people, insisting that they start digging through to produce evidence and receipts and all their Facebook posts and a log of everything else that they've ever offered to their neighbors for sale.
Debbie, let me offer a little bit of an example to help Senator Fillmore's point become even more relevant. As we've been working on these issues at Libertas Institute, we have heard from a number of business owners who are in the middle of this right now. So to kind of summarize all their experiences, here's what's happening. They advertise something on KSL Classifieds or on a Facebook post, and it costs a little more than usual, so someone files a report, because here's the Attorney General encouraging people to file price gouging complaints with the Division of Consumer Protection. This business owner is trying to make ends meet in a pandemic, in an economic crisis. They're laying people off. They're struggling to put food on the table. The government comes after them and says, you have to produce all of these documents. We want to see where you got your supplies from, what the costs were, what your marketing budgets were. So they're having to hire CPAs and attorneys and lawyer up in defense against their own government in the middle of this crisis, coming after them with no probable cause. In fact, they're making the business owners give them evidence to see if they then have evidence to proceed. So what Senator Fillmore and I have been talking about is putting some guardrails around this, because it is so problematic for a lot of people right now who are experiencing these complaints.
Senator Fillmore, have you ever been price gouged?
No, not that I can remember. And the thing is, like, if I were felt like I was being price gouged, I just wouldn't buy the product.
You just go somewhere else to buy it.
Well, like, for you know, in one of the public records requests, we found that somebody was complaining to the Division of Consumer Protection that someone was offering their old Nintendo up for sale at a price that the potential buyer thought was too high. It's like, okay, I mean, if you think that the Nintendo isn't worth that much money, you certainly don't have to buy it. I'm happy, however, to be on Team Lincoln here. you know, price gouging is illegal. And, you know, my bill will not be seeking to make price gouging legal, but just to make sure that we are applying to our citizens the same standards of evidence that we do when other crimes are on the books.
All right. Now we have Team Lincoln. Great conversation. Thank you so much, Senator, for calling in. Even though I think you were really kind of inching towards Team Connor. So Team Connor, Connor Boyack, guest host for Dave Noriega. Team Connor is let the free market roll. Team Deb, get the price gougers. Which team are you on? 801-575-TALK. Tell us your experiences. Have you been price gouged? And are you on Team Connor or Team Deb? I've got better t-shirts than Connor. Thanks for making KSL News Radio your all-day companion for news.
Dave and Dujanovic.